Check. There you go. There you go. Hey, now.
Drop the bomb. JoJo was late today.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. Hey, I was. Oh, man. Truth be told. Oh, man.
And Justify comes roaring home to a raucous combat party. With one for one to run, Gronkowski and
Hopper. You're roaring down the road. Like Justify, man. Come on now.
One red light, man. Thank you, Mr. Red Light, for turning green.
I'm telling you, between Colorado and, was it Wadsworth? It's terrible.
It should not be like that at this time of day.
It's like that every time of day, though.
It got me, guys. Anyways, I came in here, so starting.
He's like 10:30. I'll be there. I'm like, at 10:31. I'm like, I got my bagel and cream cheese from the bagel deli next door, historic bagel deli, by the way. And I got my Diet Coke on. I got my Gatorade on. I got everything on. And Joe just walks in at like 50 seconds to the hour.
Yeah. 50 seconds till showtime. And then here I am, everybody. And yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. JP, this is crazy. So I'm gonna plan for even earlier.
Okay, I'd love it. It's great.
Oh, man, again, thank you, Mr. Red Light, for turning
green. I thought I was going to have to actually talk half the show.
but in all goodness and all fairness to me, no speed limit breaking. I just still.
You abide by the rules.
I'd rather be safe.
Hey, JoJo, we already got a caller online.
Oh, okay. Hey, check this out, everybody. This is a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways on the Sports presented by the sportsoffensive.com. And on today we have, it's good stuff, man. Lacrosse the Nations, they do some really cool stuff, man. Pretty unconventional, the things that they do to share the game.
Okay.
Let's get them on the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline. Calling in, everyone, on the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline.
JoJo, there you go.
Lacrosse the Nations, what's up?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. This is Brooke?
Yes, this is Brooke.
Brooke, what's up?
Nothing much. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Most definitely. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for calling in. I know, like, over the past 2 to 3 weeks we've been trying to schedule, but then our schedule was a little different. Your schedule was a little different. So it's good to finally get you all on.
Right. Yeah. Well.
So you guys had the last one was you were having a fundraiser going on. Tell everyone a little bit about before you get to that. Actually, why are you having a fundraiser? What was it about? What is Lacrosse the Nations?
Well, Lacrosse is a development, not a community.
So Brooke,
real quick,
it's JP. Are you standing next to a window or anything like that? Because you're giving us a really bad echo, or a
feedback. It's coming up on my phone. I am not in an echo.
Is the radio on? Does she have like the?
Do you have us on the radio?
I just.
I couldn't understand that
at all. Yeah. Hey, Brooke. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. We're getting like a weird echo on your end. I'm wondering, because we can hold multiple lines on our thing.
We can. If you can call from a landline, that'd be great. I mean, I can take it from a landline. I can take it from any line. Your cell phone, though, is giving us an echo that we can barely understand what you're saying.
Or if you don't have it, do you have access to a landline right now?
No.
Okay. How about this? Just like the same number that you used to call in, hang up. Wait like 5 seconds and then call in again.
Yeah, just call back and try to move to a different location in the building you're at.
Okay.
Talk to you in a few seconds.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right, so JoJo.
Yes. Yeah, that's happened before. Like,
You know what? Cell phones are horrible when you try to do radio shows because they give you bad feedback, echoes, and everything else.
Well, sometimes not, because sometimes it's like
sometimes
no problem
it's great.
At all.
I mean,
like,
yeah, it just depends where you are. So that's the big
thing. There could be a risk on the situation.
It just depends what type of building you're in. Like here, I know I have to walk to actually my window to talk to my mom.
Oh.
If I sit on my couch, I can't understand a word she says.
Oh, even on your phone here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we're on live internet here, so, it's obviously we got to get a cell phone situation fixed.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, that was Brooke with Lacrosse Nations. We're gonna get
so
back
tell us
to
a little bit more about Brooke and Lacrosse Nations.
Well, I think she's gonna say it good. She's gonna do it well because that's what she does. You know what I mean? But we've been knowing of each other for quite some time now, for more than a couple of years and stuff. But we're gonna have her start all over again because she's talking about it.
Well, of course,
Central America and everything like that. And
is she calling from Central America?
I wonder if they're on like on one of their little tour things right now. I wonder. I don't. Not that I know of. I think they're still like in the U.S.
I hope they're in the U.S. Because here she is.
Okay, let's
see. All right, here we go.
Sounds better.
Brooke,
So far, so good already. That was a little bit more clear already.
Okay, all right, good.
I'm hearing a little bit of an echo.
But if you guys are good, then we can roll.
No, we're good over on our part.
Yeah, our sound's a lot better right now. If you don't mind starting over again, what is Lacrosse Nations? How did you guys get together and your mission and so on?
Sure, definitely. So, as I briefly said, we are a sport for development, and what we focus is youth development through the sport of Lacrosse specifically. So we work in Nicaragua, the main site of our program at the moment.
I know
Middlebury because my friend went to Castleton.
Oh really? Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There you go. Now you were starting. Like it was like we could hear you, but it sounded like you were far away. That sounds okay. Right there.
Is this better?
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Not sure if you're moving around or not.
No, I'm just in a cold. It's a little difficult to hear myself. I'm still getting an echo on my phone, but trying to work through it.
Okay, yeah, that happens. Yeah. Technology nowadays—it's so crazy. We could go wherever, whenever, like this.
I can get my stock report like in a second, but I can't get a person online that can get a clear cell phone signal.
Sometimes multi-billion dollar companies have technical difficulties, so it's all good.
Brett decided to go down community, but instead of doing work through Love Melody, they do it through something that Brave New Road, which is Word of La Croix. And so, really, really awesome kids, the kids loved it. They kept coming back day after day, and in a really special way, kind of bridged the barriers of sort of lack of knowledge, language, or cultures you've never seen before.
And no matter what the environment they're in, well, because we see some cool photos of different types of environment, like a lot of times in little villages and the tough terrain, and they're just still going out there and having a jolly old time.
Actually, I want to know where you're calling from right now, and tell me more about the Nicaraguan and South American lacrosse project, because this is something that we have to grow the game, and unfortunately, the big companies I think forget about growing the game, but on the small level, like a nonprofit, you have to grow the game.
Speaking about the importance of education, it kind of puts everyone through this brand new sport.
Well, and down in Nicaragua, I mean, they probably have a soccer ball, and that's about all they've ever grown up with.
Right, yeah,
exactly.
How do you monitor the kids, and do you keep in touch with the parents and the families, like the lacrosse coaches out there in the gyms and the teachers? How do you guys monitor that?
If the program, if a kid starts the program, and they come and for they come for eight consecutive practices.
Show your commitment.
After those eight days,
they get to stick home themselves.
So not only do they get to come to
school and practice
there, but they
there,
but they
home with them,
practice,
and keep themselves busy in that way as well.
That's great.
So JoJo, I got to ask you, how do we get JoJo in Nicaragua to beat the war drum?
Oh my God!
Oh
my
God!
You guys need
to come down.
I mean, seriously, JoJo in Nicaragua, I think would be great.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
The
personality.
Yeah.
So
and then they come to the college, 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 and then they
and do some good for both communities involved.
Both communities involved. Excellent. Do you have a lot, like JP talked about earlier, about soccer and you mentioned baseball as well. That's obvious because that's pretty much everywhere what's going on in the world. But you guys are showing the proof that lacrosse is the fastest growing sport, not only in the U.S. but throughout all across Earth.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, of course we do. Now, where do you get the sticks from? I mean, where are the donations? What's going on there?
So
where, if I wanted to donate a stick to this cause, where can I donate the stick?
Info@lacrossethenations.org.
Okay, there you go. If you want to donate a stick, which, you know, JoJo and I both want to donate some sticks there, you know, to help out the cause. To get to Nicaragua, because we can do a show. JoJo, we can do a show from anywhere on the planet. I mean, we're global. We're global. We can go to Nicaragua and do a show.
We're totally,
most definitely down to work that. Hey, Brooke. So I bet there's. I know the language barriers in a lot of parts, in a lot of situations, but the language of lacrosse is growing with you guys out there in Nicaragua and South America and so on. So how is it going with like the different age groups that you do? Because I know you're doing like different youth groups and older kids. So how does it pick up? Like, do the older kids help out with the younger ones and they follow your lead? How does this stuff work, man? This is great. Now, we talk about lacrosse sticks. We talk about lacrosse balls. What about like equipment like helmets or gloves? Like, are you guys starting to get more involved as the aspect of your teaching of the game itself goes and a little bit more action packed? That kind of style of action. You know what I mean? Just like, go ahead, JP. Oh, wait, can't hear you.
Sorry, I was on mute there. Excuse me. All right, Brooke, tell me, as a nonprofit, I know nonprofits work. Now, shipping to Nicaragua, how hard is that to do for you guys? And how much money do you have to raise to do it? Because, I mean, there's a whole side of the nonprofit thing that people don't understand.
Yeah, just pack it on the airline.
Yeah, I mean, shipping to Nicaragua is almost nearly impossible.
Too risky.
Yeah,
right.
It's risky
right.
At best.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a messed up situation,
great.
But yeah, you got to find the loopholes and ways to work around it, huh?
Right.
Definitely. Kind of like you were like the offensive minded coach right there, and trying to work around that defense.
Right.
Try to get
right.
him in.
The stall warning is definitely not on.
Lacrosse shot clock. Brooke, seriously though, this is some super, super cool stuff. The Lacrosse the Nations, which you all are doing, but now the weather out there is a lot different. So you have to plan on like when you're planning, a lot of work goes on to you, like what JP talked about, the shipping and everything, and then you're planning as far as like meeting the kids and everything. That has to be well in advance. No. You're planning?
I'm sorry. I broke up a little.
Oh, there you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I was asking, like your planning situation as far as like going down to wherever you need to go, like Nicaragua and so on and so forth. Well, how does the planning work? Like months in advance, weeks in advance, or sometimes do you ever surprise the kids?
It's all the
cause what you guys are doing and worthy and everything, like the smile on the kids' faces when they start learning how to even like do like a simple ground ball pickup and everything like that. I bet you the amazing times for you all and for the kids.
Bringing community together,
So Brooke, how often do you actually get to go to Nicaragua?
So I was down for 13 months, and I came back to the States in August, and I started in January, and I went down with our international trip for three weeks this summer.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to offer my services to you. If you want me to go to Nicaragua to teach some lacrosse, I'd love to go down there. Now, JoJo has a family. I'm a single guy in Colorado, so I can do this.
There you go. We kind of introduced the idea of individual, but we introduced the idea of individual, and it seems to have been a lot though.
Yeah, of course. So you guys have had different players, like from pro players and yourself and the founders of this and everything. So the is it like, I know obviously it's a lot of fun and everything like that, but is it like a, some sort of task when you have to tell the parents, look, they're safe? Because lacrosse balls are hard, lacrosse ball on the stick. In other words, what I'm getting at is, do you tell the kids, you got to behave with the lacrosse stick? they're for lacrosse. They're not for whacking each other or anything like that.
And starting to like,
oh, interesting. Okay, so and then what is he like? What is his main? He's obviously a sports athlete, right?
I'm sorry.
Obviously, the guy you're talking about, he's a sports athlete. How do you say his name again? And then what does he do? That the kids all know him.
He's a boxer.
Okay, I pictured that as soon as you said that.
He's younger,
pretty slick. So the kids like put the lacrosse gloves on and thought.
Yeah.
No, you guys. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Good stuff. You know, it'd be really cool. This would be really cool if get him down there with the kids.
Oh my gosh, that would be a dream. Hopefully one day.
So Nicaragua, obviously, it's not like a giant place, but it's big enough where like, so you go to different parts of Nicaragua and introduce the game. That way the kids are seeing, even some kids in one part of the place don't know, never even met the other kids in another part of the place. So you guys are bringing them and uniting them to that as well, through lacrosse?
Yeah, we're trying to. Right now, we've got two sites. Permanent site, one kind of funny, kind of a more rural site, and then the other site is super cool, once a month for a field day, and there's no classes, teacher meeting every month. So it's getting there, and we've had our kids come with us and help lead the clinic.
So Brooke, now do you work in conjunction with President Ortega and you know, to bring the whole community together?
We're definitely separated from our government, but we are one of the public schools, and we're selling, and so we are internally, basically, things come from our partners, and our board members.
So Brooke, a little bit earlier you were talking about dispatch and that's when your phone call is coming in a lot more clear. So touch up on that again real quick for the people that didn't catch the full grasp of that.
Okay. So, okay. so
JoJo Wardrummer's got to play some drums with him from Dispatch. That'd be a good collaboration. Do some banging and drumming together.
Definitely.
We could roll it. We could roll some power moves, right? Power beats right there. Talk about melody going on. Hey, Brooks, let everyone know about like all your social media handles and like, you know, your Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, website.
Our Facebook is lacrosse the nation.
You can search it on there.
And then our Twitter and Instagram are lacrosse the nation.
Casey Powell and his Gold Speed. Maybe you guys hook it up somehow, and then that'll be really good for the situation which you guys are doing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Love working with our executive director and kind of go back. So that would be awesome, and so we'll just keep growing and growing, and new members of the community with us.
I got to try to make it out there to the Vale and then do some.
Well, you know, I mean, Vale's right when the World Series of Youth Lacrosse goes on, so I mean, we have to try to do double duty here. I mean, we have to try to do the World Series and get the Vale. I mean, I got the car. We can drive. I mean, it's only an hour and a half drive for me because I do about 100 miles an hour.
JP, better behave.
I'll behave.
Yeah, we're based. Our headquarters are right here in Denver.
In Denver, but I lived in Vale for a whole year. I did ski bump thing, and it was awesome.
You know what we need to do?
Yeah,
hopefully we could coordinate and plan it out where – we get you and the LTN crew out here, okay? The whole Lacrosse the Nations crew out here in studio, and we can definitely do that.
I mean, if they're gonna, I mean, they have to go through Denver to get the DIA to get out of here, so.
Yeah, it's right on the way.
We got to do it. We got to make it happen.
Count us in.
Yeah. So we'll get you guys in the studio and we'll do it up.
For sure.
Drop the bomb.
Brooke, so we'll keep in touch offline, and we want to thank you for any shout outs or anything you got going on in your end.
Oh man, around the area, we would definitely be around for Vale. We'd love to see some new faces and that you guys are on board.
100% down. Hey, all caps, huh? All caps.
Go caps. Go caps.
Well, I tell you what, Alex Ovechkin has not stopped partying yet.
As deserved.
Yes, you guys deserve it. Trust me, I'm a Flyers fan, so I know you guys deserve it.
Uh-oh. Okay. No.
tell, t-
Brooke, thank you so much for your time on coming on A Couple JoJo War Drummer Ways. Hey, by the way, right now, if anybody was listening live, they listened to the links, but you could let them know that after the show closes up, within a couple of hours, we'll be available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher,
iHeartRadio,
iHeartRadio.
Plus, right on our homepage on thesportsoffensive.com, you can go right to A Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways and hit play, and you can do that with all our shows. The Sports Offensive, our flagship show on Saturdays, hit play on that, and the Alien Offensive, hit play on that one too. So you can get all of our shows right there on our homepage.
That is awesome. We are definitely going to be sharing it on social handles. Rock on, Brooke. Thank you so much for coming
on.
You did not need a cup of Joe today because you got a cup of JoJo.
I'll tell you what, JoJo. I think we might have to go to Vail this year.
Yeah, we'll do it. Well, we're going to get them in studio.
Yeah. So, Brooke, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. So. And good luck in all your endeavors.
LacrosseTheNations.org, everybody. Thank you so much for your time, Brooke.
Thank you. Thank you. Great day.
You too.
Thanks, Brooke.
Bye.
Everyone. Oh, JP, unless you wanted to talk about something real quick.
Well, no. We always think about the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, but the Vail Shoot Home tournaments going on at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why not split the endeavor and go up and cover that too? I mean,
well, the Vail Shoot starts before this, right? A few days, so we could go to the Vail.
We could do the Vail
before, and then when it comes down, because you know we have a big thing with the World Series.
Yes, we do.
We've been doing it since the inaugural year.
Yes,
you know and I've been having the podcast show with the World Series Lacrosse coaches and players, the only one, you know, even before the first games,
right.
You know. So we got to do both. We got to rock both, especially since Casey Powell's going to be up there. You know what, JP? We need to do a radio show up there at the Vail.
I think we do. I mean, we can arrange it. I mean, all I need
we're gonna
is
make
the,
it happen.
I got the Wi-Fi spot.
We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do both. We're gonna do go up there. We're gonna go down the World Series.
Yep. We're gonna rock it out both. Now we're gonna get crazy.
We're hardcore, man.
We're core and hard. We're hard and core.
Exactly.
Hey, so real quick before we get off the line, I want to talk a little bit because the Raptors, the rugby team, the professional rugby team. They're undefeated.
Thank you for noticing, JoJo. They are undefeated. I was on the field. I took some great snapshots, and probably one of the greatest pictures on earth that I've ever took was online. And I got to tell you, they're 7-0. They're already in the semifinals. They're going to be at – the semifinals are in Infinity Park on June 30th.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be two games back-to-back. I'm going to try to get all you guys credentials for that. So, you know, the whole sports event, they love us there.
Okay.
I mean, we have promoted them so much. Uh-huh. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm going to get you guys credentials. I mean, I don't know if the Animals have a game on June 30th or not, but I'm going to get you guys credentials for everything. I'm going to pimp you guys out. I really am.
I think
the Glendale Raptors will pimp you out too.
Yeah. We're going to mint. I like to say mint it out because we're going to be mint.
Mint. Man, 7-0. I mean, they started out really, really slow against the Seattle Seawolves, which is the number two team in the league.
Yeah.
Raptors number one. So right before half, it was almost like 11-0, and all of a sudden it was like 15-11. Then all of a sudden they became 33-11 at the end of the match and the test. And boy, I tell you what, the Raptors, without six guys playing in Houston, which the U.S. Eagles beat Scotland for the first time, a Tier 1 team for the first time in 94 years. So they beat Tier 1 team Scotland for the first time with six Eagles on their squad. I mean, six Raptors on their squad.
Uh-huh.
And the Raptors still beat the other best team in the league by 33-11. So
oh man!
I'll tell you what, the Raptors.
They shook off that early entourage.
The Raptors have a great squad. They have a great upcoming squad. They have a great feeder program.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder if there's some – was there any former DU players there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's called Rugby Town USA for a reason, mm-hmm. because there's a feeder program into here that's unimaginable.
Oh.
I mean, I've seen it because Infinity Park was built as a club lacrosse park. It wasn't built as a professional sports park.
Right.
I mean, they played club lacrosse since 2006, and I've been gone there since then.
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden they went professional. Now the club lacrosse team is called the Merlins. So, you know, the Merlins, mm-hmm. I mean, the feeder system is constant. There's so many.
And they're still hungry.
Yeah, they're so hungry. People coming here just that, like, I want to get noticed by the USA coaches.
Okay.
That's huge. The USA,
okay.
The USA coaches'
uh-huh.
Offices are right in Boulder, Colorado.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. Yeah. I mean, the things going on in rugby right now, I didn't want to bring it up on a lacrosse show, but the things.
Well, my show's
mostly
lacrosse. It's like 70% lacrosse. Well, maybe like 60% lacrosse.
And then we'll talk everything else.
20% MMA, and then everything else is free game. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the stuff going on in rugby right now is incredible with USA squad. So I'm so happy to be a part of the Glendale Raptors
mm-hmm.
and the USA Rugby Squad. It's incredible, JoJo.
Man, that's cool, man. We gotta check it out. Hey, everyone. So Lacrosse the Nation's called in on the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline, and that's who the Major League Rugby is. Their main the mouthguards that they use is Impact
yep,
Mouthguards.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people, JP. We're going to give an extra plug for Impact Mouthguards because there's a lot of – you guys didn't listen to our show, we're going to find – we got to tweet out again. But I can't remember offhand right now what episode it was.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think it was like five or something, somewhere around there, four or five.
Yeah.
Impact Mouthguards was our guest, but they talk about – the importance of a real mouth guard, because I see a lot of lacrosse players, they have mouth guards in, it's real flimsy. And then I even like when I'm coaching or even reffing, I see it in a couple of games, it looks like gum. They were chewing up gum.
So JoJo, can you call a foul on that? I mean, is that,
that's a hard thing to do because
I've seen really bad mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not even a mouth guard anymore.
Yeah,
some of them.
Trust me, I played football and I had a mouth guard in my mouth that didn't fit me.
Yeah, well, good question, JP. Because some of them, you could tell that they're like half gone, and there's a popular one that they're using, that's being promoted out, and it's like half gone. It's all twisted up, and it's like mangled, and it's like thinner. It's like it looks like it's like thin as paper almost. And it's like, what is that, man? Just because they're getting marketed, they're sounding like. I don't want to wear that in my mouth because it's not after a couple of games. Like I said, it looks like chewing gum.
Well, yeah,
I wonder if I could call that because it's not really guarding the mouth.
You
can't even fit it on their teeth.
If they have it in their helmet and it's not in their mouth, you can actually call a foul, right?
Oh, that yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know you can call a foul in the NFL for that, but no one ever does it.
Yeah, and lacrosse, it needs to be done more. They advocate for us.
Well, I saw that in the Yale Duke game in the national championship game.
And
I'm not going to mention the player.
I call it a lot. And when I'm coaching the kids, I make sure that they have their mouth guards in when they're on the field.
Well, you know, JoJo, when you coach the kids, you have to coach them the right way. And
yeah.
the first thing is mouth guards in, chin strapped.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
snap
the first thing. You snap on that headgear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my football coach taught me. I still remember that to this day.
Yeah, right. That's part of that. Like putting on your shoes.
I was 12 years old, and I can't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That comes along with the territory.
Yeah, it does. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is good stuff right here.
Yeah. You know what the cool thing? Like, we're giving them good plugs, but they're good people. Impact Mouthguards, they way cool designs, way cool colors and everything. But like I said, if the rugby players chose, or these MMA players or these boxers chose these other mouth guards that so many lacrosse players are using, the rugby players, the boxers, the MMA fighters, they'll look at these mouth guards that the lacrosse players are choosing. They're like, what are you guys doing, man? So in other words, you don't think you're going to get hit? Why even wear a mouth guard?
Right.
Is what all these other combat sports would tell them. You know, why even put one in?
Why do I need it? Until the one time you get hit, you need it.
Like, whoa, I don't care how popular you are. I'm going to get the Impact mouth guards because that's the way to go. It really is. I'm not calling out other names of other mouth guards. I'm just because I don't have to. You know what I mean? If you're not wearing Impact mouth guards, then you're not wearing the right thing.
No, you're definitely not.
You know? Don't get me wrong. Like sometimes when you're a youth player and there's you pick the best one you can because the teeth are still growing.
Right.
Like
the best bite you can get.
Yeah. The best bite you can. But you can still go to Impact mouth guards, but understand. You know what I mean? You got to make. But once you hit that certain level, you better choose the right thing.
Yeah, you better.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, man. Crazy.
So, JoJo, what else we got on the show today?
Well, that's it for today, unless you want to talk some more.
You got your Spivo stick over there. Let's give Spivo a shout out.
I
didn't get one, but you got one.
S-P-I-V-O.
Spivo stick. Yeah. JP is still waiting for his.
S-P-I-V-O, everybody. Hashtag that, and then you'll find out.
Spivo stick.
It's a really cool device.
You can't.
It's a really cool device. It's like a selfie stick, but then you click the button, and then it switches to what you're looking at, and then you click it again. It goes back to like a selfie style. Click it again, and it goes all the way back. It goes. It's like a 180.
So, JoJo.
Super cool.
It's super cool. You brought your drum over here, so, I mean, you have to use that at least once on the show.
The only thing I'm concerned about, I brought my little hand drum with me.
You brought a little hand drum.
I got to tell you something, JP, real quick.
Okay.
I'll hit a little something. It's kind of not – it didn't hit the heat enough. Lick it.
Okay.
See, it's kind of like a little. It needs more sun.
Oh,
it
needs a little sun.
Yeah, because
okay.
I got to be careful because right now it's like I don't want to warp it out.
You got a buffalo in there.
Yeah. I got a buffalo in there.
So it has to actually stretch out in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Tightens it up.
Tightens it up.
Yeah, it needs to be tightened up right now. I was hoping it was going to lay out in the sun. That's another reason why I was trying to let it get in the sun.
Well,
but
we can always do a show from the pool
next week.
Well,
JP, I got to tell you something very important.
Okay.
I was talking to the huge tournament that was going on down in Denver this weekend. And
oh, 3D.
The kids were like,
How did Brady's bunch? I saw the
Brady's
pictures
bunch,
of you out there.
Oh yeah,
Brady's bunch. How did Brady's bunch do?
They did good. Brady, I'm going to post a video later on today, probably real soon here, within a couple hours. I was doing the drumming for the kids, talked to them for a little
cool,
bit.
Cool, man.
Yeah. And it's really cool because this team was mostly from Florida.
Yeah.
And these kids didn't even know the Brady's Bunch kids. They don't even really know each other. They just get together just for the cause of Brady and all the kids cancer fighting and everything like that. So they come together. They play against these teams. They go to this Denver shootout with all these teams that known each other and they're playing with each other. They're practicing and practicing and practicing with each other. And these Brady kids just barely get together at the last minute. And most of them, like I said, never met each other until they got here in Denver. And they go out there and they do a pretty good job. Interesting. I'm not going to say the team it was, but the team that I was drumming with for the Brady's Bunch, and the other team, then the Brady's Bunch, the kids just felt the fire, JP. They got the energy going. They started
throwing
those.
They got the drum beat,
yeah,
man.
They got,
oh,
they,
yeah.
Exactly.
90 seconds.
They started literally dancing when I was doing the drum, the kids. And these are kids. These kids are around 12 and 13 years old. And then they started scoring
some goals.
And then you know what was on cool? The coach and the other team started telling the ref, this is not fair. This is not fair. They shouldn't have to have a drummer and stuff like that. And even the ref is like, what? You got to be kidding
Dude,
me,
it's
man.
It's JoJo the war drummer.
yeah. The ref did say that. He did say, because that's JoJo the war drummer, man. You know,
60 seconds.
Well, that's not fair. That's not fair. They're getting more energy. So on. Anyways.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Poppy from Brady's Bunch started telling him. He's like, "Come on, man! He's doing it. He's not doing. You got to understand what my kids are about. My son is on the field and he's fighting cancer. He was not even supposed to live past 6 months old. And look at him now. He's out there having fun. Don't do this, man." The coach put up a little fight about it, and they finally succumbed and said, "Okay, this is bigger than the sport. This is what the sport is about also." You know what I mean? But anyways, I'll post it later. But
post those pictures.
Hit the drumming and then Brady scores.
Pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. I saw you out there, and I'm like, yeah, JoJo, go for it. I'm
10
like,
seconds.
Love it. That's a 3D lacrosse shootout. JoJo, the war drummer there.
Dang
yes.
It. And oh, this is what I was going to say. The kids, not just the Brady Bunch kids, but a lot of kids like were there from Minnesota, from Canada,
yes,
from Southern California.
3D shootout.
Every
huge.
One of them. I'm not saying I talked to every one of the kids, but every kid, every team that I talked to and all the kids I talked to, different age groups from the from like 10 years old and so on, all the way up to like 15 years old and 16-year-old, 17-year-olds, all of them were saying, JoJo, we demand, not verbatim, I'm not quoting them, but I'm quoting what they said. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They said, JoJo, we need to see you more on YouTube.
Yes. We need to see more on YouTube. That comes from me, JP. The boss.
Everyone, search for me on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube. I'm going to start using it more. I'm trying to use it more and more. I'm trying to get the hang of it again.
JoJo
War Drummer, find it.
Get on YouTube.
JP, the boss, says get on YouTube. So JoJo's going to start getting on YouTube. Everyone, we're going to start filming some YouTube and even Facebook Live.
We'll do that Thursday.
On the A Cup of JoJo War Drummer,
yeah.
The sportsoffensive.com website. We're gonna start doing some live video, everyone. Even if it's like little clips and stuff
little
like
clips.
That.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, I already
funny.
Do that already, but
yeah.
I don't
I mean,
do it live.
Facebook
so.
Live. I mean, I got Facebook Live right here.
We're gonna start doing
it.
We're gonna start doing it.
Yeah, we have to.
We'll practice with
it
Thursday,
and
then
us.
We'll start doing it Monday.
I mean, people want to
see.
Yeah,
it.
We're gonna practice
they
Thursday. We'll do it Monday. But people want to see us. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. I'm a stallion.
Everyone, thank you for A Cup of JoJo. War Giveaways. Can't wait for Thursday. We'll get back at you 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then, okay. Oh, by the way, real quick, I saw a lot of the World Series Youth Lacrosse players, teams and players. Anyways. We'll talk about that Thursday.
Sure. We're, okay. We're going to talk about that Thursday.
Yeah. TheSportsOffensive.com. Everybody find all the podcasts for all the shows there.
And Offensive out.
With the music outro. Ow!
Try to along with the breath.